You're listening to the Super Feenstra Brothers podcast, where two brothers, David,
Microsoft's down 3 points, throw the can,
and Dwayne,
please, I know this sounds racist, but I'm going to say it anyway,
discuss comics and geek news. Please keep your hands and arms inside the podcast at all times.
Oh, no, I don't care what we do. Oh, I noticed this doesn't have the Fantastic Four teaser trailer.
We can go ahead and start the end. I think it came out the day I sent the email. So I was like, yeah, we'll remember that one. So, yeah. If you're, you know, living under a rock, which is kind of hard. If you're on Twitter or Facebook, you have seen this in some way or another. That the Fantastic Four trailer has finally come out. And this movie, I almost feel like it's like the Bad News Bears a movie. Everyone's expecting it to lose and it's going to suck and all this stuff. And I'm like taking a side. I'm like, I want this movie to succeed just to prove all the friggin' people wrong. Because from the beginning, there's been nothing but crap. No one has said anything good about this movie.
Well, the initial synopsis was kind of bad. But I had faith in all the actors and the director. Chronicle. All of the actors have been good in every movie I've seen. So it's like,
That's what I don't get. It's like, director's good, the actors are good, you get good plus good plus good, and somehow you're getting a negative. It's like, it's simple math. Positives plus positives will always equal positives. You're not going to get a negative number out of it. So,
well, no, there's the chance that you can have a lot of elements that are good, but you put them together, it doesn't come out good.
That some of the parts are not equal to the whole, or some nonsense like that, however that saying goes.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, peanut butter is delicious, so is pastrami, but I wouldn't put them together.
Have you tried it?
Actually, yes, I have, because I made that analogy before. And so, when is the last time you tried it? I tried it like a couple of weeks ago, and it was horrid.
Was it regular peanut butter or chunky?
It's regular smooth.
Okay. Yeah.
And I even tried it with a cashew.
Maybe like an almond butter, or maybe like a Nutella. Well, no, that's chocolate. A Nutella, like a hazelnut. I don't know. That's something to try. What legume goes best with pastrami? Probably none.
Yeah, none. Peanut doesn't.
But anyway, the trailer to me was very cool. It was very, I don't want to say not a superhero movie, but it was very, seemed like this is a sci-fi movie. And I dug it. I loved the beat, everything that it's set up. It showed the characters. You kind of got a bit of their personalities in the little bit of scenes you saw. You see Reed Richards as a little kid, which I assume was a little Benji Grimm with him. But even when he's a dog and he's walking into that lab, he's got that smile on his face, like he's really happy to be there. It goes over to Sue, and she's all at the computer looking all war games, being serious. You get the vibe off of each character. Now, for the 90 seconds or wherever it was, to me, it did a good job at least introducing characters. I mean, maybe I might be pushing out that I already know, because I know Reed Richards and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I still think it did a good job. What did you think?
I don't know. I really liked it. I even liked the little flashes one that showed of the character powers, too. Mm-hmm. I thought that was nice and subtle, but you knew who... I mean, if you don't know who the Fantastic Four are, you're not going to see the movie anyway.
You were going to see this trailer, yeah.
So
the one I didn't notice, I actually had to watch the second time, was Sue's powers. I didn't really notice it. Then when you go through, you actually see that not a cliche, but the what they always use for invisible, that light blue, mm-hmm. like bubble thing. I was like, oh, okay, there's her. And you actually see Johnny Storm light up. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool. But you didn't see full on thing. You see him from the back shot at the end, but you see him like coming out of a rock cocoon, which was kind of cool. But what did you think of the costumes it seems like they're going to be wearing? Because they showed some pictures, you know, showed Michael Jordan, which is still weird that Michael Jordan's in this movie.
Yeah, I know.
it looked like very gray and black costumes. The one he was wearing in the picture with the director seemed to have like four lines on it, so I don't know if that's their official costume, but I think by the end of the movie they might have something closer to what they're typically going to wear. This seems more like an origin story, so I don't think they're going to have the blue costume with a four on it yet.
Number four, I doubt it, but no, it looked good. And then I saw that Brian Hitch had worked on it too, so that gives me even more faith in his design, in the design and look of the movie.
Did you watch the trailer with the director commentary?
I didn't know there was one with director commentary.
Yeah, but the writer, the guy who wrote the X-Men movies, what's his name? I want to say like Kinsberg or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
So him and Trank actually did a commentary for the trailer where they would posit a certain scene and would discuss what their thoughts were. And they actually mentioned that that they were big fans of Hitch's art and that run of the Ultimate Fantastic Four. And if you read that arc, that is kind of what they're going for. It's very, mm-hmm. they're not going into space against the commies. They're going to another dimension.
Yep.
So that's probably where they're going to get their powers, which is cool. I can't wait to see how it ties into the X-Men movies, because you know Fox has to be planning a crossover universe, because if Marvel is making billions of dollars doing it, how are they not going to at least try it in some way?
Oh yeah, I mean, have to put some sort of attempt in. I mean, yeah. And plus Marvel, aren't they moving away from mutants in their movies?
Well, that's the thing. If you want to, we can just kind of slide into some of the Marvel comic talk. Is that whole Marvel Battle World, whatever the heck they're calling it, Battle Earth or whatever, mm-hmm. is the it's not a rebooting of their universe. They're saying they're basically taking all of their alternate timelines. They put out this map that shows, like, from all their famous alternate Earths, all the arcs, like the Age of Apocalypse, Old Man Logan, the Ultimate Universe, some other things, 2099, I think, is mixed in there, the Spider-Gwen universe, and they're all going to get stuck in this Battle Earth situation. And at the end of this event, there's only going to be one Marvel universe, and things are going to be cherry-picked from other ones. So, like, just go ahead and you put even money on Miles Morales going to be in the 616 now, because they're not going to get rid of him. Mm-hmm. And Spider-Gwen right now was way too popular for them to get rid of. But the big thing is, people are saying that the Fantastic Four aren't going to make it out of this. And that maybe, with as much as they've been pushing the Inhumans, that the X-Men might be taking a back seat. I mean, they just killed off Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe I can't see them not making an X-Men book. I mean, if you would have told me 2 years ago, I wouldn't say there's no way they're not going to make Fantastic Four, but whatever inner squabbling that Marvel's having with Fox, they're canceling Fantastic Four, and it looks like they're kind of diminishing the X-Men run, which makes no sense to me.
Well, if they have this big battle, they can recreate their power structure too. They don't have to be the mutants.
Which, that would, could you imagine they did that if they, like, because you know, in the Ultimate, did you read any of the Ultimate Universe books?
Not consistently.
Okay, so in the Ultimate Universe books, mutants aren't mutants in the way that they are in the 616. Mutants are actually genetically modified, like, creatures made by humans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not like the whole you were born with, they were, like, created in that sort of way. So I could not imagine if Marvel tried to spin it somehow and said mutants are now Inhumans. I mean, it doesn't change the movie rights and all that kind of stuff, but it would give them a chance to either tweak characters or create new characters to take the place of them so they can still make quote-unquote mutants. Because mm-hmm. you know in the Ultron movie, you're going to find out that Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are Inhumans. They're not actually mutants, and they're going to that's going to become the synonymous word. Mutants and Inhumans are going to be the same word now.
Yes, and they're also not related to Magneto.
I can't believe that nonsense. They started out not being Magneto's kid, then they became Magneto's kid, and now they're not Magneto's kid again. Ugh. I would love to talk to the writer, because there's no way he could tell you with a straight face that this was his idea.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. He'd have to say, yeah, Disney, Mickey Mouse called me on the phone and said, this is what's going to happen. And I'm like, okay, you don't argue with the mouse. So, but it's not going to be that way. We're still going to have Marvel. I mean, not going to have Marvel movies. We're still going to have the X-Men movies. Because they just, what's his name? The guy who's doing the X-Men movie. Singer?
Yeah.
They just announced the casting of Storm and Jean Grey and Cyclops. I'm kind of bummed that it wasn't, James Marsden, because I love him as Cyclops. But that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But let me go ahead and pull them. Did you see the names of the actors, or do you know any of them from anything?
I can't remember seeing all their names. I've mostly been focusing on the new Star Wars movie.
Yeah, that is kind of the thing. Yeah, they just announced the new cast for the X-Men movie, which I guess is set in the 80s or 90s, I'm guessing. I don't think it's going to be set in the now, because if they're doing young Cyclops and young Jean Grey, because the actors look younger than James Marsden did in the 2000 movies, and they're really trying to say all these movies count in some sort of weird continuity way.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're saying, okay, X-Men movie came out in 2000 or whatever the hell it came out, they're going to then say, okay, we had First Class in the 60s. We had Age of Apocalypse kind of in the 70s. So now we're going to drop whatever this next X-Men movie is, Age of Apocalypse, probably in the 90s, which is kind of cool, because that's when Age of Apocalypse came out. Mm-hmm. So that kind of works. I just wonder if they're going to throw those 90s costumes out there. That would be cool. Yeah. I want to see pouches. I want to see over-the-top shoulder pads.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. And then, are we going to get Mohawk Storm?
That would be awesome.
Oh, that would be crazy if they went Mohawk Storm. But, what I don't get, there's people complaining that the chick they picked for Storm isn't black enough. Because she's like light-skinned. So they're like, no, Storm, if you see, you know, in the book, Storm is from, like, is an African. She is from Africa. And she's generally darker skinned. But I guess they're trying to make, like I said, like before, they're trying to make these movies match up where this girl kind of has the same Halle Berry complexion.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense because you really can't have someone being all, you know, a darker shade of brown and then all of a sudden be all mulatto-y when she got older. I don't think, unless she gets the Michael Jackson disease.
Yeah, exactly. Get some vitiligo, just a touch.
Just a touch of vitiligo. I got a minor case of it. That was her secondary mutation as a vitiligo. if Beast can change every other year into a different mutant, Storm can get a little lighter skinned.
It's just a touch. Just a touch.
She's using more powder.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's coming out. So, yeah, Fantastic Four looked good. I mean, people were saying it seemed to be a ripoff of Inception and not Inception. What was that one that came out with Matthew McConaughey when they were in space that just came out?
Extraterrestrial.
No, that's not the name of it.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. There you go. Extraterrestrial. That's E.T. That was the 80s, man.
Yeah. Sorry, my mind was on the, the 80s when you were talking about the costume. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, E.T. was a movie. Let's remake E.T. No, but yeah, it's like Interstellar. And then I guess the last picture of the four of them standing in front of a tiller, the pillars and the light and all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
is from like Mass Effect or something. Either Mass Effect or some video game.
Mass Effect. It is like the exact, that's the first thing that popped into my head too. It was the exact shot.
Yeah, I don't play the game. But I was like, what are you talking about? Someone sent me a picture. I'm like, holy shit. That's like they just photoshopped in the Fantastic Four into that image because it is identical. It's not like, oh, it's similar people. You know, there's only so many ways you can do pillars on an energy beam.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be some overlap, but this looked like they got the same animators to do the scene.
This looked exactly the same.
Yeah, I was like, that's kind of, do they not know we have Google image search? Well, you know,
it's the same thing with how Ultron looks. Let me, he looks just like Saren from the same game series from Mass Effect.
Really? Maybe I should play Mass Effect. It seems like everyone's stealing their ideas.
Dude, it's awesome.
I don't have a console.
It's available for PC now, too.
I gotta upgrade my PC. I think my graphic card's going out. It dies playing Skyrim, so I don't think I can play anything else. I can play Skyrim for like 25 minutes before it crashes. I think like the card's like overheating or something. So that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, if you even go to Google and type in Saren and Ultron, those two words, or you just type in Saren and put a U, and Ultron's the first thing that comes up.
That's crazy. Well, I guess that game is as popular as it is. It's going to be in people's minds, and whether you like it or not, it kind of. I mean, it's a testament to the game. It's in there. It's in the, what's the word? It's like in the
zeitgeist. Lexicon. Yeah,
the lexicon where it's just there when people think about it. So that's cool. We also have, which I think is kind of cool, which is Tyrese, the guy who's in the Fast and Furious movies, and I guess he's a model as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's actively petitioning to be Jon Stewart in the Justice League movie. He's been putting pictures up on Twitter, on his Instagram, of him being photoshopped into the Jon Stewart costume, the comic book version, also the version that you saw Ryan Reynolds wear in the movie. I'm like, you know what? I don't know if Tyrese is the best actor in the world, but I really dig when actors are like, I want to play this role.
Yeah, no, I like the intensity.
Yeah. That was cool. Terry Crews wanted to be Luke Cage, but he didn't get it. So now he's trying to be Silver Surfer for some reason, which I don't see how that works. You can pay him silver, but I don't see Terry Crews-ish for Silver Surfer. He's, you know, supposed to be built like a surfer in a way. And he's always been to be very Keanu Reevesy, very mellow, very understated. Where Terry Crews seems to be a very large personality. I don't know if he can dim it down. I've never seen a subtle Terry Crews. Yeah, I don't know if he does that. And then another actor was, you know, Patrick Dempsey, Can't Buy Me Love. He wanted to be Doctor Strange. And he was huge talking about, you know, if they ever make it, I want to be it. He's like, if you ever watch Grey's Anatomy, he's already played a doctor. He's got the graying temples.
So now he just needs to be Strange.
He just needs to be Doctor Strange. I mean, I thought it would be cool. I mean, he was a little bit older, and he's maybe not as big of a name as, you know, Cucumber Bumper Snatch. But I was rooting for him. When he didn't get it, I was kind of bummed. I had to imagine when that was announced, he had to sit there and by himself in his, you know, probably his mansion, and go, huh, oh well, you know. But I think, I don't know. Do you think Tyrese could pull off a Jon Stewart?
I do. He's been pretty legit in the movies I've seen him in.
So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I would like to say they could bring Ryan Reynolds back, because why not? He was Hal Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's doing Deadpool, I don't see. I don't know. Do we live in a world where we can have someone in a Marvel and a DC movie? I know people play characters in other movies, but can you be the star of a Marvel movie and a star of a DC superhero movie?
Well, the movie Sherlock Holmes is American, and Batman and Superman were both.
Well, no. Well, no, I'm not worried about, but I'm saying with how people see, you know how the public looks at things. You get identified as a certain character. Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man. That's what people see him as. He couldn't come over and play, I don't know, someone in the DC universe. He couldn't pop up as someone there. Could it work that way? I don't think people would see it that way. People would have, they couldn't separate.
What's Iron Man doing there?
Yeah, exactly. Why is Iron Man there? You know, what's going on? Is this a crossover?
He's not Iron Man.
Yeah, exactly. I can't, you know, like, I'm trying to think of a character he could play, but every character I think of is a Marvel character. So, who could he play in the DC? I don't know. He could be part of Firestorm. He could be Professor Stein. I don't know. He could do something like that. But I'm like, I don't think that works. He'd have to be separate. So if he's making Deadpool, they're going to have to go a different direction. And it's like, it's one of those things. I know this sounds racist, but I'm going to say it anyway. But they already have Cyborg, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have Jason Momoa being Aquaman. Those are two people of ethnicities. And generally, Hollywood likes to have their tokenism. But if you throw in a black Jon Stewart, you're going to have half the Justice League. Well, if you count Gal Gadot, because she's
Israeli.
I was going to say Iranian, but I know that wasn't right. She's Israeli. So that's four of the seven members of the Justice League not being, you know, the master race. And that, I mean, I don't know. This Hollywood, that, I mean, that would be great, but I don't know if Hollywood does that. Hollywood likes to play it safe with their white actors playing every role.
Oh, yeah, but if you want to get everyone in the world to watch a movie, they've started to learn that, oh, hey, people in other parts of the world
watch movies?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, well, that's how Pacific Rim, right? Pacific Rim did okay here, but did $1 billion in China.
Yeah, and the movie's awesome.
So, but you know what? If they did go with the multicultural Justice League, that's the one thing that Marvel doesn't have.
Yeah, ethnic diversity.
They have nothing but white people. They're introducing Black Panther. But other than that, six or seven white people saving the world.
Mm-hmm.
And no one talks about that. Which is weird. You'd think it'd be more of a thing like, hey, why isn't there more diversity in the Avengers movies? But, I mean, a lot of Marvel characters are white dudes. I mean, a lot of DC characters are white dudes, too, but still.
DC does have a little advantage in ethnic diversity for their characters.
There was the Falcon. He showed up in Captain America, I'll give you that much. And he was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So, it was one of the highlights of that movie. So, I don't know. I say Tyrese, why not? But I don't know. I'd like... Just freak everybody out and throw Alan Scott out there. Just try to explain that to people.
Yeah.
She's from a different Earth.
I think Tyrese would be... He'd be a good pick.
Okay. Yeah, I can't... I remember Common was actually cast as Jon Stewart in that Justice League Mortal movie back in the day that never got made. He looks like Jon Stewart.
Oh, yeah, no. If anyone, Common could pull it off.
Yeah, if you want to just go straight looks, and Common has not aged at all, so... I think he can do it, but I don't know if he's a big enough name. Because it seems like DC is going for named people. I mean, Gal Gadot's kind of unknown, but Jason Momoa's known. You got Henry Cavill's now known. Affleck is Affleck. So,
and he was the bomb in Phantoms.
He was the bomb in Phantoms. They got that kid Ezra Miller who's playing The Flash, who's kind of more of an indie known, but he's like respected known in the indie circle, so that's kind of cool. And then he was in an interview talking about he signed up. He like signed up for a bunch of movies. And he was like worried about it, like it's being like stuck to that one character. But I guess like, hey, I'm gonna make 9 movies as the Flash. That's nice to know that I have 9 movies in my future.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be cool. So okay, so I'll say Tyrese Johnson. I'll give that a thumbs up.
Although I would prefer Common.
I would prefer Common, just for the visual appearance that I would know, hey, John Stewart walked out of the Bruce Timm cartoon is on my screen now. But that's when he looks three-dimensional. Good to know.
Dude, and Common is pretty awesome as an actor. Have you ever watched Hell on Wheels?
I have not. I heard he's good in that.
He is amazing in that.
So, no, I mean, I don't know. If he's a good actor and he looks exactly like what you're going for, yeah. You can't say someone looks better. Like, we don't see you in the role. You can't say that because yeah. Then you're lying. Then you better go with the three white guy options you have. Because if mm-hmm. not, you really cannot not pick Common. So, we got a thing where I've been watching Twin Peaks on the Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Getting caught up for the...
Yep, that it's coming back, which
that's
is cool.
That's some damn good pie.
That's a damn good cup of Joe right there. And Diane. I just love that. He just, Diane, you got to try this. Yeah. I just finished the first season, so I know the second season... Everyone tells me the first half is good, and then it kind of goes off the rails a little bit. But I'm kind of want to watch that. So that's coming back. But another show that's coming back is X-Files.
I'm very pleased by that.
You know what? I dug the show. I didn't really watch the end of it, and I only saw the first movie. Did you see the second movie?
I did not see the second movie.
I did not see that one either. I didn't hear it was as good, so I didn't really go
but
for
I've
it.
I've seen all the episodes.
Exactly. And that show, at the time, was freaking crazy. So I think, I mean... You get Duchovny and Gillian Anderson coming back. And I just wonder, I mean, because when the first movie came out, the movie was basically like a 2.5-hour episode. Because
mm-hmm.
when they came back to the show, it was like they talked about what happened in the movie.
Yeah.
So I assume they're going to do that. When they come back, it's going to be like Scully and Mulder have been doing cases. We just haven't been following along.
Yeah, we've been gone a little while.
Yeah, so that will be pretty cool. Now, is there any other show from, like, the 90s you think should come back?
You mean 90s that had a successful run?
Yeah. Well, no, there's something you're like, you know, it was good. Like, I dug it, but it went away too soon. Anything. We could always go for more Saved by the Bell. You know, they did have the next class in the college year, so I think that story was told. Once Kelly married Zach, that was the end of the chapter.
So. Well, there was a show in the 90s that I loved that only lasted 2 seasons that I would love to see back. Brimstone.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, with the guy who was hunting souls that escaped from hell.
Yeah, it was with John Glover is awesome in everything.
Yeah.
As the devil, no. I love that show.
Yeah, because wasn't the thing was that there was 99 souls you had to catch or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's what they always say when you pitch a TV show. One of the things they always ask you, what are you doing in your 100th episode? They would be, our show's over.
Yeah, it's done.
We're done. 2-part finale. We catch our 99th soul. He's going to kill the devil, and we walk away. We're done. So
drop the mic.
Pretty much. So that's a good one. That'd be pretty cool. So, but I mean, it just seems to be a matter of time. It's great. It's like nostalgia-wise that this stuff is coming back, but is it saying something about the lack of original, I don't know, ideas or stuff that's actually in Hollywood that we keep going back to the well and just, let's just, you know, add a new cast. I mean, what's his name? Chandler from Friends, that I remember his name, Matthew Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy from Reno 911, Thomas Lennon?
Yeah.
They're doing The Odd Couple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, do we need an Odd Couple TV show?
No, we don't.
And I'm like, it could be funny. Like, I won't say, I mean, I like Chandler. I like Thomas Lennon. They're both funny dudes. It's like one of those situations, two funny guys on a show. It has the potential to be good, but it's like...
No, okay, speaking of funny, that's what reminded me of how I got that fear for Fantastic Four. It's from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
You don't like Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I absolutely hate Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It won like a Grammy. What do they win, Emmys or something?
It won something, but it is garbage. And really? I love Andrew Brower. I love Terry Crews. I like Andy Samberg.
Other
recurring characters are pretty good in everything else I've seen. I watched like 3 episodes. And it's like, really? Really?
It's acclaimed. Everyone talks great about it, man. I've never watched it, but everyone says it's funny. It's just, It just, you know, I'm a stickler. I'd rather watch reruns of certain shows than watch new stuff, so. It's
horrid. Wow. I wanted to watch it because I absolutely love Terry Crews and Andre Brower.
Yeah, and you can't go wrong with Andre Brower, so.
And he is an amazing straight man, especially on that show.
Yeah, definitely he is. I mean, that's just kind of the character he plays, no matter what, so.
But, yeah, and Terry Crews in that is good, too. But the show, it's just so bad. And it has so many pieces that individually I like. So bad. But well, if you want to watch something new and good, you have to check out the Amazon pilot season. Have you watched Man in the High Castle?
You know what? I think I have. I mean, I have my Roku, so I think I have access to the Amazon stuff. So, no, I have not seen it. So I probably could watch it.
You have to watch it. It's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. Based on a Philip K. Dick book, so you know it's going to be good and trippy.
Oh, there you go. I don't have to hide to watch it, though, right?
Yeah, it's a alternate reality where America lost, though, in World War II.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, it's a... I mean, they've only had one episode because it's pilot season and people are voting on what's going to go forward.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But in the book, the premise is that Roosevelt was assassinated and we never got out of the Great Depression. And that's why we couldn't help the Allies win.
Oh, see, I'm a fan of alternate history. I love reading like alternate history fiction books and stuff. So this sounds like really cool.
Yeah, so America's split into two pieces. The West Coast up into the Rockies is Japan.
Really?
The Rockies are like the neutral zone. And then on the East Coast, it's the New Reich.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Okay, I have to make a note of that. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, I recommend it. I like the book, and then the TV show was awesome.
Oh, is it a series of book or just a single book?
It's a single book.
Single book, okay. So, all right, I'll have to check it out. Maybe get the book on tape, or like the book on tape, like it's a freaking 1980. It's 1987. Get my cassette player going, but I'll see if I can find the audiobook. So, okay, that's something to look forward to. Now we'll jump over to something that just blows my mind. You remember my brother and I, grew up together in the 80s. We played video games. We had it in television. It was, you know, what it was. Had little tank game, had Pong, all that kind of fun stuff. And then, you know, our little minds were blown by the Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. I remember plugging in for the first time playing Mario and having to look down because I couldn't remember which button was B and which button was A. Now you have controllers with like 72 buttons, and I don't really play that much anymore because I only have, you know, 10 fingers. And my rule was once the controllers had more buttons than I had fingers, I stopped playing games because I need to evolve, and I can't do that. But on eBay, there is a game that is going for over $99,000. It is...
Which game?
It's apparently the super rare game called Nintendo World Championship. It's like Olympic-style stuff, and it was kind of made in Japan, and they didn't really sell a lot of copies here in America, but... It's going for, let's see if I can pull up the eBay list and see if it's still going. Oh, it ended on January 25th. That was a couple days ago. It ended for $99,902. That boggles my mind.
Someone would pay that much for a Nintendo game?
Yeah, it's just, but you can just go to eBay right now and just look at some of this stuff, right? Like Kid Icarus, Brian Sayre had that game. We played it all the time. It was hard as hell because when you died, you started at the very beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm.
The game was a bitch and a half. It's on eBay right now. Buy it now because you don't want to bid on it for $49,999.99. Are you kidding me?
Collector's item now.
It wasn't that good of a game. It had wonky controls even for an 8-bit game at the time. You got DuckTales number 1. Which begs the question, was there a DuckTales number 2? DuckTales number 1, $50,000. I don't get it. Super Mario Brothers 2, fun game, brand new, unopened box, which I find that hard to believe. How is there a Super Mario Brothers 2 that wasn't opened? No one has that much foresight.
What are you talking about? That was the 80s. People were already collector mentality from Star Wars.
I guess. That's going for $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That just seems way too damn much. It's just, I don't get it. I mean, is there any game or something that you would pay obscene amount for. I mean, I have a Nintendo. And sometimes I think, oh, it'd be cool to pick up so-and-so game. But then I go look online, it's like, someone's selling it for $150. I'm like, are you kidding me? It was worth $70 when it came out 30 years ago.
Yeah. Supply and demand.
I guess. God damn.
There is no longer a supply of those.
So, well, okay, if there would be any Nintendo game that you could pick up and play again right now, what would be one of your... Can't go Tech Mobile, because everyone loves Tech Mobile.
And I like the Zelda games.
I have Zelda 1. Zelda 2 was a bitch and a half to beat. And it had that awesome gold cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had a classic Nintendo game. Yeah, Zelda was up there. Can't go wrong with Final Fantasy 1.
Contra.
Ooh, the code. You know what?
Exactly.
Part of me would want to get Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Battletoads.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never beaten those games. I would hope that maybe before I die, I could beat them. But I don't know, that freaking third level of Battletoads you can never get by. Those damn jet skis and the lava. Even having the player's guide and the cheats in front of you, memorizing the pattern, you could still miss a goddamn jump and not make it. Oh, Battletoads. Bane of my existence. But I don't know. That's just to me. I don't understand $50,000 for a video game. Maybe because I have no collecting mentality, but that's just too much for something. Like, is he going to play it? Like when you pay that, you just paid $100,000 for a video game, right?
Mm-hmm.
It gets to your door. You get your package. Sweet. Do you throw it in there and start playing it, or do you just leave it as it is?
Is it a sealed copy? You might want to keep it sealed.
No, it's used. You can tell. It's kind of like the cover's faded and all that kind of stuff. So it's not like it's new in box.
I don't know, probably got it as a collector's item. Not going to even play it.
That's nuts. Oh, so you could pick up Donkey Kong for $1.81. So why is Donkey Kong? I don't get that. What's wrong with the gorilla? What's wrong with that? So, I don't know. That's just craziness for me. Fox is developing a X-Men TV show.
Yeah, I'm leery of.
You know,
I just start inviting a lot of special effects and high cost to a TV show.
Well, see, I used to feel that way, but then we have Arrow, and then we have Flash. And Flash is really good.
Yeah, no, Flash is good. Although I'm, like, way behind. I watch, like, 4 episodes, and then they have to do, like, 5 more and all. I do it in bunches.
You marathon it? That's a good way to do it. You're Netflixing it, so.
Well, I do the marathon on Hulu, but I'll, like, put it on just one day if I'm sitting at home and I can, okay, here we go. I'm going to draw and watch Flash, or I'm going to do whatever and put a chunk of time into something interesting.
So, I mean, it depends on what mutants they go for. Do you remember the Mutant X TV movie thing?
Yes.
Right? That was supposed to be like the pilot for a TV show?
Mm-hmm.
That, I don't remember it being that bad, maybe because I was like 13 when I watched it. You know, and I have no scale.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that bad, and it didn't get a TV show. I mean, as long as they do above that, I'm going to consider it a victory.
As long as it's not Nightman.
Is anything as bad as Nightman for superhero TV shows?
You don't even have to put superhero in front of that.
Well, I just think what made it so interesting to me is that it lasted as long as it did.
Because do like 3 seasons?
Yes! Then they had that Justice League pilot that was god-awful, but it never got off the ground from there. They had the Birds of Prey TV show, which was not as bad as everyone thinks it is. And that lasts, like, I think, like a season. The Wonder Woman pilot with the chick who's playing Mockingbird on S.H.I.E.L.D. now. That one didn't get off. The pilot never even aired. It's like, so how do those ideas... Well, you're telling me those ideas were not a third as good as Nightman? I mean, because that would be my argument if I was like the producer or the writer of the show and they said, we're not going to go with it. I go, you did Nightman.
Yeah, I know, right?
You tell me I'm not Nightman good? Because if not, I'm going to hang up and go like work in a butcher because I'm not in the right field. Because I thought I knew what I was doing. So, I don't know. I mean, I'll hold out hope. We'll see what they go for. They'll probably go CW style, the Xavier Academy with a bunch of unknown, unnamed mutants or whatever in their high school drama. And they just happen to have horns and scales and shit.
There were 44 episodes of Nightman.
So So two full seasons?
Two full seasons.
And I kind of want to look up and see what the finale was. I'm like, did they know they were getting canceled? Did they wrap it all up? Or is there like a dangling nightmare plot out there?
Let's find out.
Or like someone's like, fuck, this is waiting. I don't know what happened to Nightman. Is he still playing the saxophone at night and fighting crime by later night? I can't sleep without knowing what happened to that guy with his luscious locks. So Fox is doing the TV show. There's been a bunch of news about the Netflix Marvel shows. The Jessica Jones show. You got David Tennant's going to be on it. He's going to be the Purple Man.
The Purple Man, yeah. I'm pretty pleased by that. And
that's
Netflix
smart casting.
Has done some good shows so far. So
yeah, that's really smart casting. That's, you know, that's a fan base you want to bring in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. They cast Patsy Walker. The chick was on Grey's Anatomy. I don't know what else she's done, but she was a hot blonde girl, so that's going to be interesting. It's cool to see Patsy Walker, one of the oldest Marvel characters, going to be on the TV show. I just wonder if Jessica Jones is going to have her powers. Because when she was Jessica Jones PI, she didn't have powers.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if they're going to have that. That's going to be part of the thing where she lost her powers.
Yeah, they don't give any clues about where it's... if it's just going to, like, pick up midstream.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's got to wait until... We got Daredevil's coming out first, though, right? Because they announced the date for Daredevil. That's, like, March or something.
Yeah, Daredevil. Yeah, like, a month and a half or something.
So, that's going to be... Cause it's going to be weird seeing him in a black costume. But that guy gets kind of canon with the Frank Miller story with him not having the red costume right away.
Mm-hmm.
So, that will be interesting. You got good actors in that one. I mean, if it all works, you're going to have a cool-ass Defenders TV show. It's going to be fun. I want to see if... I imagine how many people are going to marathon that stuff when they come out. Because I wonder, did they film all the episodes?
That's normally how
Netflix does it. So, because that would be, I mean, that's usually the way they do it. And people like the marathon stuff. I can imagine, because they're probably, what, eight episode seasons?
They do 8 to 12. They do like how FX does.
They do, yeah, I would say, to me, that's like the BBC, BBC style. Yeah. Yeah, you do about 10 episodes, that's about it. Mm-hmm. So... You do 10 episodes of that, and I wonder how long to the next one, because if everyone shotguns or marathons those 10 episodes in the first, you know, week, and then, you know, Jessica Jones or Luke Cage doesn't come out for 2 months, it's like you're losing momentum. You almost want to figure they should be filming one of these other shows right now.
Well, they're probably filming all of them to...
To some extent?
To some extent right now in different phases of production.
True. So, we'll just have to wait and see. I mean... We're living in a glorious time for comic book fans. All these different TV shows, movies, all this stuff coming out. So, it's exciting times.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we're getting quality content.
That's true. It could be, like we said, we always joke about, like, you know, Nightman, all that kind of stuff. But there have been shows, but they've all been bad. We're finally at the point where we're getting quality stuff. Which, I mean, I guess technology is catching up where special effects don't cost as much. You can do some different things. Even though Arrow is pretty much... No real CGI. It's all live effects. So that's it. All depends on how they operate things. So
no, yeah, it's not just comics. So it's a good time to be any sort of what used to be tiny medium. Lots of good sci-fi shows. Have Expanse coming on sci-fi.
Yeah, that Black Mirror thing that I hear everyone talking about is supposed to be really good.
Mm-hmm. So. All that awesome movie, A Predestination. Oh.
Okay.
Have you seen Predestination yet?
No, I have not seen Predestination.
You have to watch it. I can't even tell you what it's about.
Okay. What is it? What channel? What am I looking for?
It's, I bought it because it was based on a book that I loved by Robert A. Heinlein, a short story called All You Zombies.
Is it the thing with Ethan Hawke?
Yes.
Okay, I pulled it up on IMDb. So that's a movie.
Yeah, if you could, I mean, I... bought it.
Well, I have a Google Play card. I can buy it on Google Play, so I can do that.
Yeah.
Right, it's only $6.99. All right. It's got time travel, so I'm all down for that.
Oh, it's... After you watch it, it's like, oh my god. This is awesome.
Very cool. Yeah, I'll definitely look into... I'll have to definitely check it out then. Give me something to do this weekend instead of watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know, me too. It's like...
I'm just going to watch... I'm just going to watch for the commercials and see anything interesting pops up.
Yes, and... I'm saying this as someone who used to cover sports for a living. I don't really want to watch the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I think that is about all I have. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we do the goodbyes?
Can't think of anything off the
top of your head.
Top of my head. Well, no. Come visit us at Long Beach Comic Expo.
That's what I was going to jump into. Yeah. I don't know. We probably won't have another episode out by the time it comes around, but this is to give you guys a fair warning. If you live in the Southern California area, you're going to be in the area at the end of February, February 28th and March 1st. You can see David and I. We haven't gotten our table number yet, but we'll be at the Long Beach Comic Con both Saturday and Sunday. I'll have Arrows of Issue Girl. That made no sense. Issues of Arrow Girl. You know, Issue Girl could probably be a whole other story. Mm-hmm. Issues of Arrow Girl 1, 2, and 3 with a variant cover drawn by David himself. Colored by
3 there too. That's cool.
Yeah, that's why I had you do a variant cover, my friend.
Yeah.
Gonna have 1, 2, and 3 that was colored by our talented friend Ben Gleibert. He's not going to be at our table, but I think he might actually maybe come to the con just to walk around. So you might actually run into him too. Oh, so we'll be there. David will have prints. We'll have sketches we'll be doing. We'll be there for 2 whole days. It will be fun. Come see us. Bring us drinks and food. We appreciate that kind of stuff so we don't have to leave our table.
We like coffee.
Coffee, drinks, mixed things. It's all good. No alcohol, though, because we're working. But yeah, come see us then. If you follow us, on the Twitter and the Facebook, once we find out our table, we'll definitely let it know. And say, odds are we're not going to do another episode before then. Even if we do, I don't think I'm going to have it out in time. So definitely come by and see us. We'll do another episode. And say, I tell everybody to pre-order Arrow Girl, but our next episode we'll do that. It's going to be in the next month's previews. So that's going to be very exciting.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, book's coming out in May, which means it's going to be the February previews. So if you don't happen to, miss the next episode, talk to your comic book shop. Let them know, hey, this book's coming out. I'm going to make a flyer. I'm going to throw it up on the Facebooking and all that kind of stuff so everyone will see it. And that's going to be coming out in May, so February preview sometime. I'm going to get all that out, but we'll cover all that fun stuff in the next episode. So for my brother David, I'm Dwayne, something, something, goat related.
Yeah.